Case, please.
Are we starting with old business?
Yes, please.
Okay. Our first case under old business is number 12,030, Kenneth L. and Jeffrey A. Short, seeking a variance from the minimum lot size and minimum road frontage requirements, section 115-194 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southeast corner of Short's Landing Road and Warwick Road. 911 address is 28530 Warwick Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 33, parcel 22.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, this is just a reminder. This is a case that has an extra section of code that we need to keep in mind. This one is subject to a few conditions under section 115-194. Which, and I'll just go through them very quickly because we don't get them very often. First, that the findings of the board demonstrate that special conditions or circumstances exist that are peculiar to the land within the county, and that a literal enforcement of provisions within the conservation zone as designated by this section would result in an unwarranted hardship, that the variance request is not based on conditions or circumstances which are the result of actions by the applicant, nor does the request arise from any condition relating to the land use, either permitted or nonconforming on any neighboring property, that the granting of the variance will not adversely affect water quality or adversely impact the tidal water bodies adjacent to the conservation zone. Variances will be in harmony with the general spirit and intent of the section and any subsequent regulations. That applications for variance have to be made to the county administrator, and we did have that taken care of before the last one. So a few additional things that we would have to find for this one, so just make sure you're aware of that.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. All right, I'll open up the meeting for any discussion from any members of the board.
Jamie, is that why we table it so you can find out?
I think, I'm not sure why it was tabled. I believe Ms. McGee made the motion to table it, but I do know that was something mentioned at the last meeting, that there were some additional findings that had to be made beyond our normal variance standards.
Okay.
And if anyone likes to look at the standards, I've got them right here for you, too.
Ms. McGee?
Do you have enough of those to pass around?
I've only got one copy, but I'd be happy to send them down if anybody wants to look at it. It's section 115-194C, if anybody has their code book and wanted to look at it.
Discussion on this?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry. Yes.
I don't feel that they meet the criteria for the 194 or 115-194 section C. It is a environmental sensitive, that the 1 acre lots are there implemented in the ordinance for a reason, and that they've not convinced me that we should do this.
But none of them are 1 acre lots, are they?
No.
No.
And I think Indian River Bay, Indian River, which I call it, is a valuable asset to the county, and I don't believe that this is warranted.
Okay. Instead of three, he can do two.
I'm sorry?
Instead of three, he can do two.
Well, right now he's nonconforming. He's got three.
Yeah.
But he's got one parcel.
One.
Right. So if he ever wanted to update it, he could.
Can he rezone again?
Well, it's a conservation zone, so, and that's...
It says 1 acre lot.
Yeah. Based on where he's at, because it's a tidal body there, he's in that.
It's the 1 acre.
So I think the fact that he couldn't, you know, improve the property as it is would create a hardship on the applicant.
But it also says in here about the environmental properties of the parcel. He can still, he's got three homes there. He can still do that. He can still put a mobile home there. He has no sewer, no water, and he wants to, they want to subdivide it into three lots that are less than an acre each.
I'm not sure if he could, I'm not sure if he wanted to remove one of those manufactured homes and put a regular home on there that he could.
But he could put a manufactured home because it is a, was a mobile home park. He could keep it as one parcel and still have what he has.
Right.
Mayor?
No comment.
Mr. Workman?
I don't quite, why can't, I mean, he's got three parcels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he, I mean, just have two parcels? He can resurvey again.
He has one parcel.
But he asking for three, right?
because he has three dwellings on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but he can make.
We can two. Deny and he can come back.
Go back and do.
Well,
make
he, could,
it two.
He could do an acre and a quarter each. And he would be okay. He could get two lots, or he could leave it the way it is.
No, he needs 3 acres. He's only got 2.5.
Can get two?
No,
what?
He could do two lots, is what we said.
Two.
Right, but that's where the hardship right now. It's three. He had six dwellings there, right?
One time, I believe.
Yeah. So he's trying to clean up a non-conforming
situation.
But he knew what he had when he bought it in August.
Well, that's true. So he could go back to, can he still go back now and put in three more mobile homes?
I don't know the history of this parcel, so I would have to do some research on that. Jamie, are you?
I'm trying to look it up right now, but that's just the law, but I don't know about the history of it.
And I think the only requirement would be that there'd be 20-foot separation between them.
Don't have to be, most of them.
And they would have to have, what, 3,500 square feet?
Right, 3 feet for the lot.
Right.
20 feet in between and 3,500 square feet.
Yeah.
Then you can go back that way.
Yeah. I mean, you can go back that way.
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Mill said, he's just trying to clean up a situation he has. Wait, what is it, 6? But he can go back there. So.
Is it for his family or is he selling it?
No, it was family. Remember? One of them had two of them. One was a family.
They were.
Together, then two of them were for family.
Let's see.
Non-related.
One of non-related, right?
He said there were three individual residents on the property, which each had their own address, well, septic, utilities.
And he was sharing one of the lots with somebody.
And previously there were 6.
Yeah.
and he said that he was just trying to bring a non-conforming use into more compliant situation.
Mm-hmm.
He did state about the septic that it could be a standard septic, but it was higher in the back, which the gravity is going to run toward the river. So I think he needs the acre. That the property is quite high and slopes towards Indian River.
River.
So it was one parcel. He wants to make 3 of it now.
All less than an acre, which is they are required to do under this zoning. Under this area.
And there's also a lot width variance as well for, I believe, 2 of the lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like 2 of the lots.
Okay.
So he'd have to have a variance on two of the lots plus approve the smaller.
Mrs. Walls probably know, but I know that they are seeking not just a lot size variance, but a lot width variance as well. I can't recall which.
On the site plan that they provided, it actually ended up being a front variance of, for lot C, they needed 9.12 feet from the 150-foot requirement. I believe they meet the 150.
Not a front yard variance, but a lot frontage.
For a lot frontage, excuse me, yes.
It was just on the one?
It was just on the one.
Just about one.
The first two have fallen.
Correct.
The last one.
Yes.
If the variance was granted, would the environmental impact be any worse than it currently is with three residences already on the parcel?
No, in fact, it could be worse if it remains a mobile home park and he
goes back.
Puts three more mobile homes, or he puts, if he's pocketing, I don't know, 3,500 square feet, there's 40,000 in an acre?
43,000. Well, better than an acre.
So you're I'm not sure. Do we know when those other mobiles were pulled off? I'm not sure that they can put three more on there.
In a mobile home park?
I don't know the history of this particular parcel.
Is it still a park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a park. Mm-hmm. In a mobile home park, correct me if I'm wrong, the requirements are 3,500 square feet per lot
20 feet
and 20-foot separation between units.
That sounds about
So it appears that they could have even more than six, which would the impact on the environment
before
would
later.
Be substantially worse.
They're not served by sewer or water, so they'd have to be able to get septic systems in that for those mobile homes. And it's an AR1 zoning classification.
Septic's up there, right?
Yeah, they have septics and wells.
Septic and wells are there.
Mm-hmm. Four to three.
Four to three, but it's
right.
Not three. It's not counting's not putting a septic there yet.
Right, and it did say in here that they probably would need to replace it, and the new septic systems may be needed. And they've had the soil tested, and lots meet regulations for standard septic systems.
Now the septic regulations, and Jamie, please stop me if this is a the state septic regulations require properties within 1,000 feet of tidal waters in the Inland Bays watershed to have advanced treatment systems, or new or replacement systems.
So they can't put a gravity septic in there.
So then it would be an upgrade to the existing septics.
I'm sure they can find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Put holding tanks.
You can put holding tanks.
Well, we have to be careful here. We don't speculate because we only got whatever the record was before us.
Right.
So.
Right.
But we're
discussing environmental impact.
Sure.
So it makes the topics more
relevant. It said that the soil has, in according to minutes from that hearing, it says that soil has, they testified soil been tested and lots meet the regulations for standard septics. And new ones may be needed.
That would update it, would bring it forward by doing it. In his present condition, it's only going to be worse if you do it without it. So he's going to help.
Exactly.
Yeah, but. Why did they require a 1 acre lot size for this on tidal waters? They did it for a reason.
Probably for any new subdivision.
Well, then I would think this is a new subdivision.
This is
it was one parcel.
Old non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
One big parcel with six trailers on it.
There is a requirement, and just to give you a little background, the conservation zone section was implemented in the late 80s, And that's where some of those requirements came from then. So it wasn't something that came when we initially had the code written in, you know, 1970. But it does require that any lot created in a conservation zone, and this is in that zone.
Right.
It's very specific. It has to be 1 acre with a minimum lot width 150 feet. Unless central water and sewer are provided.
Unless.
Unless.
Unless, and they don't have that.
At this time. Did you get your question answered?
Yeah, that answers my question.
Okay. Are there any further questions, or are we ready to vote, or?
I'm ready to do our balls, or?
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Good.
Excuse me. If there's no further questions from members of the board, and if we're ready to vote, then I will entertain a motion. Or if you want more, defer action on it to later. I'll take either one.
I make a motion that we deny the application based on it's in a conservation zone, does not meet the standards, 1 acre parcel, 150 foot frontage on tidal water.
Do I have a second to that motion?
And Ms. McGee, I guess before, now we also still have the standards that we also have the regular five. Do you care to touch on any of those as part of your motion?
It's not the uniqueness of the property. It can be otherwise developed. It is being created by the applicant because they're requesting that it be subdivided into smaller lots. And they're not asking for a minimum variance.
Thank you.
I can go back to... Can you second that? Excuse me. And again, I call for a second.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Vince McGee and a second by Mr. Wharton that we deny case number 12,030. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Nay.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And nay, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 12,030 is approved.
Is approved, or just the motion to deny failed, Mr. Callaway?
I'm sorry?
Is it approved, or just the motion to deny failed?
And I failed.
Okay, then if there, we would need a motion to
now
approve
need,
if that
now
was
we need a motion
so
to
with the majority
it.
Of the board wish.
Your motion, you have denied.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a motion to approve it.
No, I know, I'm just saying that. Just make sure that we're right. No, I wasn't asking you that. I'm just saying, now we need one.
But now
to approve
you need
it.
One.
Right. I wasn't going to do that to you. Okay. I think we just need to let it set then.
And that's going to be an option, too.
Yep. Does everybody want just to defer action on it and later need more time, or we need a motion on two?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
Vote, yeah.
All righty.
We're in the mood to vote tonight.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure. The option's up there.
We got all night.
Sun don't come up to 6, so we're okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Chair calling for a motion. Okay, well, lack of motion. We'll send the case, will be sent back then. So, and get a motion.
I guess if there's no motion, is there a motion to table until the next meeting?
Yeah, can I get a motion to table it to the next regular meeting?
Motion to table.
Shane, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 12,030 until our next regular meeting, which will be the 20th, I believe. Yep. To the 20th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,030 is tabled. Okay. Next case, please.